CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Oh, here's a friendship camp sponsored by Nature Boy Ric Flair.
I'm the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo! Let me tell you, there are three things I know. Divorce, wrestling, and enduring male friendship. Woo! So if you want to be lifelong friends, join me on Nature Boy Ric Flair's Male Bonding Nature Trail. Woo!
That sounds perfect. Do you think he'd come to Stool Band?
I'm already here. Woo!
So how does this work?
Woo!
A river trip?
Woo!
To the Stool Band Springs?
Woo!
Sorry, Stool Band Hot Springs? Sounds great. We're in. We're all in.
Woo!
Where is that from?
The Cleveland Show.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will now recover from my facepalm because it is my sworn duty to bring all the news that is wrestling news here at the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Now, I am risking my life with some of the people that I have at my table tonight. First of all, we have our Yankees man, Mr. Jason Block.
I have a confession to make. My name is Jason Block, and I am a brony.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason. Welcome.
Yes. Unbelievable.
And then we have our Phillies fan on the other side of the table, Mr. Jim Williams.
My name is Cleveland Brown. I'm back in my hometown. No. I've got my my Doctober no-no shirt ready to go for baseball tomorrow, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about wrestling and Ric Flair whoring himself on the worst of Seth MacFarlane's cartoons, and most importantly, of course, ponies.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Was that really Ric Flair doing a voice that was not...
That was actually...
Yes.
That was him.
Yes, that was him.
I wasn't sure either, because I was getting ready to ask. So I will bring in... And I will also bring in here our umpire, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
And I want to kill the Reds.
Will you take out the Brennemans for me, please? That's all I ask.
I'll take out the Dusty Bakers first.
Okay, then go after the Brenneman family.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, Marty.
Okay, gentlemen, it is a very light week this week, so we can pick and choose where we start. Now we can start with some. We can start with good news, bad news, weird news.
May I? I'm sorry. Can I? Because I really got to bring this in the way. Okay. Because I was watching Raw Monday night, which was really an awful show, especially made by the guy who should be still in Room 101, Mr. Michael Cole. I mean,
oh my.
Really? Anal bleeding? Really?
Really?
Michael Cole's a brony.
Riley.
Yes.
Whoa.
Hey, who
Jimmy!
Let you in? Carl.
Oh.
Hello.
Well, it looks like the Chief High Muckamuck has decided to come in as well. Mr. Carl Chenier, good evening, sir.
Hi, how are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Carl.
Hey, happy New Year to you there, Jace.
Thank you very much. You know what? I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
We'll talk all that, yes.
Yeah,
anyway.
Shana Tova, for those of the Jewish persuasion who listen, thank you. I have heard Nikki's frustration many a call and many a Monday night after Raw. And mm-hmm. I was like, all right, Raw, you know, he was tolerable, he was okay. This last week was absolutely, I think, the worst performance in the history of Michael Cole. Seriously.
That is saying something. It was to the point that as soon as, after he had said that, and watching JR and Booker's reactions to this, the television in my residence was muted unless there was a video package, a commercial, or visibly someone else with a microphone in their hand. Anybody who follows my Twitter at Ms. Nikki Heyman was bombarded with the attempt to trend no more Michael Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unfortunately, I had very little luck with, because, unfortunately, he seems to have more followers, or just a lot of people in the Twitterverse with a really sick sense of humor.
Yeah.
In the fact.
Just anal bleeding. First of all, I don't think the concept of anal bleeding is very PG. Maybe that's just me.
Nor is it funny. Nor is it really funny.
And now, I didn't see all of Raw. Did he actually make light of the matter, or was he being serious?
Yeah, I think he did.
Well, when he first announced it, he tried to do it as deadpan as possible, but it was an insincere deadpan. If you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, deadpan jokes.
Booker was, what? And JR was disgusted.
I think Booker was horrified.
And then he repeated it, I believe the total was 3 times.
Oh, yeah, God. Once because it wound up trending on Twitter, it caught fire.
I didn't catch that part, thank God.
Got up to like number 4 on the U.S. Twitter charts.
And oh my God.
This created for me an epic facepalm. So, yes, my anger knew no bounds that Monday night, and if that made me delve into number 3 territory on the IWC scale, I think it was more than justified.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part about it was that Joey Styles was actually encouraging it. That was really what pissed me off more than anything.
That's true. Joey Styles on Twitter was actually backing this. And come on, Joey, you're better than this.
Well, I guess those years in the WWE have turned Joey soft.
Yeah, well, apparently he's a code for chill now, sort of.
Joey Styles was more into tits and violence. I mean, excuse my language, but that's what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but this was and his name flies out of my head every time I want to reference him. Jason, help me out here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of yours in the area, he used to be a manager at ECW.
Oh, Mr. Joel Gartner?
Thank you. That is what Cole busted out is something I would hear in a Joel Gartner limerick.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Joel Gartner is as non-PG as you can get.
Happens to be a very nice guy. I know him very well. And a very quiet guy and not, you know, into
the muff stuffer he claims to be, yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this was his character, you know.
Right.
But mm-hmm.
the character voice, yes.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, coming from Michael Cole, I mean, let's be serious for a second. Coming from Michael Cole, who is actually supposed to be a heel guy, right? He's a heel guy. So what he's doing is basically making fun of Jerry Lawler and also making fun of people. And if you really want to make it that far, anal bleeding is also the sign of colon cancer, thank you very much. Okay? It's one of the signs, if I remember correctly. So
and there's somebody on the table who almost had quite a scare in that department?
Yeah. Well, and it's just the fact that this is just the topper on the fact that Michael Cole has gotten his routine together that just easily and quickly pisses me off. The fact that I cannot watch a Daniel Bryan match because he shits on Daniel Bryan every single time.
He's a form. He's a nerd. He's a vegan.
Yeah.
I can't watch a Cody Rhodes match because he goes on, he either demonizes Rey Mysterio or spends the whole time trying to get the other announcers to wear a paper bag every single time. During any run-in, if it's a face run-in, it's they have no business being out here. If it's a heel run-in, it's thank God somebody's out here to help them.
Right, exactly.
Which is classic heel commentary, but it doesn't work for Michael Cole. Either that, or it's just my horrendous bias. Help me out here, guys.
You're right.
You're right.
Especially it doesn't work for, and I say the term loosely in this day and age, the play-by-play guy. You can't have a heel play-by-play guy. It just does not work. It has never worked. Why would they even go this route? Of course, they're going to make JR the play-by-play guy because, well, he's just there. He's just an accessory right now at the table. And I think he is doing Hell in a Cell this Sunday night
for
his Twitter. So.
And here's the thing, though. You see heel commentators, you don't... The difference is, you want to try to get him to be a heel commentator, but not to be a complete fucking tool.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry for saying that way, but hey.
No, you're right.
No, French is legal when it comes to Michael Cole. This is beyond ridiculous. He's been doing this character for a year and a half now, and it's not helping the show. Jim, you've done play by play enough to know how much running commentary adds to any event.
It can add or it can detract. Right now it's detracting. I will say this. You go back to the NXT when Daniel Bryan and Michael Cole were having their little scop. That added to things. And naturally they would carry some of that over to Raw, and they did. That's fine. But you just can't completely have him turn the switch off and toggle it. No disrespect to the gimmick infringement I'm trying with Christian here. But you can't toggle the switch like they have. Either make him a face, or you know what, if he's going to be a heel, he can't be the main guy at the table. He has to be like he is on SmackDown, the secondary guy. He just doesn't work. It just does not work. And also, a little less Mark Madden, a little more Bobby the Brain Heenan could go a long way for Cole. But then again, he's a war journal correspondent. I'm the war journalist. He's higher than thou art. And his ego, according to many, will prove that.
I mean, thank God they finally got him to stop interrupting Divas matches. You know, no matter what you guys think of the Divas division, it's still horrendously disrespectful for him to get on the microphone and say, can you guys just speed it up and get it over with?
Took a booty popping moonsault to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, We got to do it again.
We got to do it, Nikki. You know what to do.
Well,
she knows really what to do now. She's got extra weapons.
Well, the fact that we put him in, that he was one of the first people we threw into Room 101 to begin with. Apparently, he has not learned his lesson. So, unfortunately, no, actually, very fortunately. He is going to be subjected to a punishment even worse than Room 101. And we have found one. And Josh, you might want to step away from your headset because I know this hurts.
Oh no!
Due to
popular demand from last week and the humiliation of Matt Hardy, we might have to institute something worse than Room 101, and that is the pony kick. Since Michael Cole continues to abuse privilege despite the fact that we locked him in a room with Heidenreich...
it's pretty sad when the Heiden rape situation is now looked at as his second worst performance.
Alas. So we're just going to make his life a living hell and have him held down with a pretty yellow pony.
I'm just wondering if it's okay if I hold you down against your will for a little bit.
God.
Send the woman and children to bed.
Yeah.
That's right. Book it, we're done.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure he just gets booted in the right place, I might have to do a double pony kick.
Which
oh,
is?
No.
When you decide not to be lame anymore, give me a call.
But he doesn't text, so I get,
Well, at the end of it, yes, it is this way, Michael Cole.
There you go.
Thank you.
And stay out. So, okay. Rant over, and thank you, gentlemen, for humoring me.
Oh, that was beautiful.
You're welcome.
I think we made a lot of progress today, yes.
Yeah. However, there were actually some very interesting things that did happen on Raw. We did have a return of one Mason Ryan.
And, oh, was he so much fun to watch killing Ziggler and Swagger.
Yeah. That's the third most entertaining thing on Raw.
Batista.
Yeah,
Batista.
Well, yeah.
Batista.
That works.
Batista.
Oh, God.
Welsh Tista, take your pick.
Please.
Anyway, yes, he killed people.
It was pretty. It was so much fun, and he did it with a great big smile on his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what was it? I mean, that was pretty much the only really highlights on Raw. It really wasn't that impressive.
Well, I'm gonna pull out another segment from Raw that I do want to talk about, and that's David Otunga, Ace Attorney.
Oh yeah, Jackson. That's right. Hold it.
First
Nintendo DS. I know people who get this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
First of all, Otunga, nice bow tie.
Bow ties are the hip thing. Come on now.
Yeah. Clarence Mason is not.
No, but the thing is that isn't he legitimately a law student, I think?
Yes.
He's a legit
Harvard Law graduate, which is why people scratch their heads and say, "What the hell is he wrestling?" Ask Chris Nowinski. Anyway,
wow.
And he's also cleared the bar, so yeah.
Not in the sense of JBL or, you mean the other bar, gotcha.
No, he cleared his bar exam in Illinois. He's actually worked for law firms before getting into wrestling.
Okay, so he... So
now he's rallying the rest of the conspiracy theorists, with the exception, of course, of the recently released Awesome Truth, which we'll get to them in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's got Johnny Ace, Christian,
ooh,
Cody Rhodes, Ziggler, Swagger, and Vicky Guerrero all on the same page
to file a quote-unquote class action lawsuit for a quote-unquote unsafe working environment.
Does anybody see the TNA dig in that one?
You see
well,
it?
Well,
explain that.
About it, yeah.
Okay, there was some talk with some of the knockouts.
Right.
Oh, wow, right! Oh,
the,
yeah! Oh,
yeah.
Who sued?
It hasn't dawned on me yet.
Oh,
Daphne.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
So, but
holy wow, did you pull that one out of your head?
It's awesome. I think it's great. But you're right. That just hit me too. So
that's pretty fantastic if you did that. That's awesome.
So
wow.
I'm going to stop and pat myself on the back.
Yeah, go ahead. That's good.
Okay, give yourself a whirl.
Don't burp yourself on accident.
No, I'm not going to get myself fired.
No, that's right. Wow, yeah. I mean,
so,
I don't think they even remembered what they're doing, or maybe they didn't, you know.
But the fact that it's almost a stealth take that at TNA.
Elfern. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the fact that they've had people suing them for unsafe working conditions, and just the ridiculousness of suing a wrestling company for unsafe working conditions.
Yes, and speaking of TNA, I believe one of their marketing people got released this week.
Oh.
Was he the one who put the direct auto insurance guy at the door to the Impact Zone?
No.
We can only imagine.
No, the woman in question, and by the way, there was a WWE release this week, actually. I don't know if you know about this.
We'll get to that in a moment. Keep going with this marketing deal.
Oh, yeah, just hold on 1 second. I have to pull it up, so just vamp for a second while we're at it here.
Hey,
Dr. Ray. I'm trying to find it. Here we go.
Okay.
The latest TNA office firing was Ashley Rigby, their licensing manager. who was let go.
But
the person who put the direct auto insurance deal also got fired, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
I'm not surprised, because then when somebody asked how Angle was saving $600 on his auto insurance, he said it was because of the bail bondsman.
Oh! Wow!
There you are.
Damn.
Wow, okay.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Nikki
yes, you will.
Nikki is in rare form tonight, folks. Yes.
But, no, that commercial was awful. Oh, boy. But
I think she's in rare form now because we finally have new promo material to promote this show. That's why.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And probably more coming from tonight later on. Oh, hi.
Oh, we'll find out.
Oh, hi. But all joking aside,
where have you gone, Clarence Mason?
Just you know, the whole TNA thing. Yeah, but I didn't really get that sort of dig. Well, so where do you think it's going to go? Where do you think it's going
to
go?
Well, if this is a united heel front that's going to go up against the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, and oh, by the way, thank you, Sean, for actually telling me that I've been saying it right all along.
That's right.
What, huh?
There's a video package. We'll be talking about WWE.com's videos down the line here, but there's a video that shows Hunter in the middle of some interview, and Sean shows up. Walks into the scene.
Okay.
With his advanced copy of Inside Out that he's going to have Hunter sign. But as he lists the actors, he actually mentions Paul Levesque.
Oh, God. Shit. Oh. Did he say, who's that?
No, but...
No.
But Hunter didn't give him a double take. And then while he's autographing the DVD, you notice that the back of the package has a DX logo on it.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
So the moral
still gonna milk that.
Well, the moral of the story is Shawn Michaels is still a doofus.
Amen to that.
Forever. And nothing wrong with that, folks.
Nope.
No.
I'm a big doofus myself, so there you go.
There you go.
No.
No, really, Carl?
Nah.
What?
Anyway.
What are you looking at?
Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
A doofus.
I'm looking at the eyes, looking at each other, is what I'm looking at. Anyway.
Yes, the longest bromance in WWE history. Yes, but yeah. So where do you think? I mean, where is it going to be against what? I mean,
well, think about the united front that's going to end up coming out of this.
Oh, wait a minute! Hold on. There's your main event for Survivor Series. Oh my God!
So,
ding, ding.
We have a winner. So. Hunter, Punk, Sheamus, Rock and Cena, and then eventually our Ace Attorney's probably going to find a way to get Awesome Truth back on TV, although they're trying their damnedest already. Has popped up in a couple of fan cams, the two of them started crashing house shows.
Well, no, they're their own cam. The Miz actually took his own cam with him.
Oh, yeah.
But the man cannot shoot a video to save his life.
No.
God.
The response was, most of the answers I've seen to that is, we're going to wait for the other fan cams to show up.
Yeah. I tell you what, he can sell the storyline on Twitter nicely, but holding the camera in his hand, he's like me with it.
He's got to learn some digital editing and digital photography skills from Zack Ryder.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
But he's also been doing some very good promo work on his Sirius XM show called First and Awesome, by the way, which is his fantasy football show, he's also using it to promote promote his firing, which we'll also get to in the second half of the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now. But real quick, though, does he at least have his cohort in crime on his radio show?
He did the first time, but not this particular time, no.
Ninja, please!
Ninja, please, yes. It's a C-O-N-spiracy, yes, absolutely. God bless him. But but boy, you know, for not thinking about stuff, they're actually telegraphing a lot of stuff without people knowing it.
And this is fine. We wanted them to start building stories. We want them to take their time putting these stories together. And since Hell in a Cell was pretty much, unfortunately, a thrown-together pay-per-view having only 2 weeks of preparation.
Which is a joke.
Which is to take one of your most incredible concepts and neuter it like a spayed cat is just horrible.
Like sending the pigs right through the woodshed, as it were, making lovely hot dogs.
I liked it better when Hell in a Cell was a surprise, when somebody decides to throw it on the pay-per-view to see if they can sell a few extra tickets. Having the sheer good luck of being at Bad Blood 04 for the hour-long Hell in a Cell that Sean and Hunter gave us, for having the good luck of being at SummerSlam 08 in Indianapolis to see Undertaker literally sending Edge to hell, which, by the way, was a spectacular visual in person. And even scarier still, since I was fourth row. But when it came up as something that they would put on a pay-per-view, it was, oh my God, they're serious. Now it's,
or even on a Raw. I mean, I remember being in Philadelphia, the first Union Center, in 99, when they brought out the Hell in a Cell and had a makeshift Undertaker Mankind matchup right then and there. So
that's right. But, you know, and like I said, just the fact that we had heard rumors of Hell in a Cell for Bad Blood 04. And just kept our fingers crossed that it was going to happen. If it didn't happen, it didn't matter. We still knew we were going to get a good show. But what we have now is a slap-together pay-per-view for the second year in a row with only 2 weeks' worth of build-up, with one of their better match concepts, although I think they're more enamored now with the chamber than they are with the cell.
Sadly, yeah.
So, it's a shame. It really is. But it's nice to see that this is one of the rare times you see them preparing for a pay-per-view when they have one in front of it, if you get what I'm saying.
I think I do.
Normally, they don't start preparing for the next pay-per-view until they get that pay-per-view out of the way. They won't talk. Obviously, they've never said anything out loud about Survivor Series, but what we saw in that segment on Raw and a similar segment on SmackDown is the seeds being planted for Survivor Series.
Comprehended.
So, let's see. Do I really want to talk about that? I need to pull out the rap sheet a bit for some of our less intelligent grapplers out there.
Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they
for
come
the camera
boys?
Crew?
Yeah.
Something, pack it up.
Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me. That's a sin.
Oh, jeez.
Like natural born killers and get New Jack out here.
Yeah. No.
What? The cheese grater. Oh, God.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I got a little drunk about an hour ago, and it went right to my head.
Don't be the CEO.
WC.
Now that.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. That's a hell of a segue. It took the text of the article for me to tell them apart to which Uso actually got the DUI.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And the answer is Jimmy! 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 Jimmy!
Poor little Jimmy.
He ain't so little, but he's dumb, yes, Jimmy. No. That's what he is.
As Officer Killings was rather upset at having to pull him over in Tampa. Anyway.
Yes.
What did he... I heard he blew a pretty high number.
I honestly don't know. I didn't see the article.
Oh,
just,
hold on. I think I have the number for you.
Those USOs really can blow, can't they? I tell you.
let's go to the randomizer now.
Yes, let's hit the pressure lock big board with the blood alcohol content meters.
What are you gonna go with? The highest, of course, is Jake Roberts.
21. I got 22.
No. He got, try this. He blew a .18.
Oh, jeez.
Which is double the legal limit. And by the way, strike one, double the legal limit. Strike two, 3:14 a.m. Because we all know nothing good happens.
That's after 2 a.m.
There you go.
And number three, he was observed traveling the wrong way on a street.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And thus ends the Usos' mini push on SmackDown.
Yes.
Was that a mini push? Oh, jeez.
Well, they got TV time, enough said.
Nope, but and of course, that really might help when, you know, some people are going to say, oh, that's not good for the timing of her, you know, Linda's campaign and all that stuff.
Well, that's a matter of when they talk about it, a lot of people are just going to say, who's Jimmy Uso?
If it was John Cena, different story.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
Oh,
look,
it's the engineer.
The campaign manager of Mr. McMahon. Yes.
No. Let's see.
You got those Jim Ross getting kicked in the balls videos ready, campaign manager? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Getting hit by football?
No.
Anyway.
And I quote, I want to save you guys the trouble of having to talk about Matt Hardy. I don't think I'm going to get any objections because we already know he's an idiot. He had the dubious honor of the first pony kick.
Oh, jeez.
And the fact that he had to go into that the rehab was mandatory and not voluntary, as he lied about in his videos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Oh, but they shock.
So, to the surprise of absolutely no one, he will be taken off TV, and he'll be taken away, hopefully far away from his internet. Now, will somebody please go get Jeff so the two of them can be together?
So happy together.
I think the anonymous show general manager is like Danielle Steele, because it's turning into a novel here. I mean, what the heck?
No, just a very grumbly GM who adds P.S. run the commercials before I go any further.
So let's do that.
Okay. Well, yes, we will need to do that. This is the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net.
I'd rather hit you with the golden chair.
I have to hit you again.
On the CLW 83 Network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Football is back and Locked In is on the move. Join Jim Williams and Rob O'Connor every Thursday night for Locked In, presented by WeDon'tLose.com. They'll preview and analyze the biggest college and pro football games of the week, tell you about everything going on at WeDon'tLose.com, and maybe even roll the tape on a play or two. Locked In, presented by WeDon'tLose.com, every Thursday night, all season long on the CLW 83 Network. Check Facebook.com/CLW83Network for the time to tune in.
Hi, we can't tell you what we have for the new season of the CLW 83 Night Shift this fall, since we have no idea what we're doing yet. Instead, here are some of the things that we know we won't have for the new season. Stupid Petrix, Dumb Viewer Mouth Segments, Ron Howard, Howard Stern, Howard Hessman, William Peterson, Peter Marshall, Marshall Fields, Mrs. Fields, Mrs. Peacock, Wombat.
The CLW 83 Night Shift, returning October 29th only on the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Strawberries, Jim Williams doing the do-si-do, leprechauns rubbing peanut butter on elephants, mud wrestling, video game.
Roll the tape on this.
We have a great show for you tonight, as if I'd say otherwise.
It's actually going to be a very boring show this week. But wait!
I'll take entertaining answers for 800.
Well, with that said, we should actually end the show.
Boy, LeBron, what the heck were you thinking a year ago?
And the Facebook app interface is a really good way to keep yourself relevant and to even make a few bucks off of it if you can.
Yes, I Facebooked my Twitter and then got a restraining order thereafter.
Let's boogie tonight. I'm surprised you got away with this on YouTube.
Thanks for joining us, and until next time, stay sporty.
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
When Jason Block says it.
And I'm going to predict this right now. The Peyton Manning signing is a bust. Peyton Manning is a lot more hurt that they are letting on, and I think he's going to be out for most of this season somehow. I mean, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Tiger Woods before he, you know, went out for knee surgery for a year. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's like, oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. No, I'm not.
Take it to the pay winder. The BS Big Show on the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
This is Daniela Martin, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network.
There's a fly in my soup.
And we are back, and it seems that I have somebody else floating around. Yeah, I think I'll bring him in. Hello, line 5.
Hi, this is line 5.
Well, 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 Webmaster Tyler Brown, welcome aboard, sir.
Wow.
Yes, and before you get back to your regularly scheduled program, I must say something. I saw, it's this new thing. I guess it's fairly new. It's about some sort of, it's a wrestling federation that's owned by, I guess, CEOs of, rap companies or some shit. Oh,
Urban
dear.
Wrestling Federation.
Wrestling
Federation, yes.
I have never been so disgusted in hearing just what a fan's point of view from just one pay-per-view. I am ashamed. That brings, I don't even have enough words to describe just how horrible that sounds. You know, it's okay to have stabbings. I mean, I understand you want to, you know, incorporate gangster and all that sort of crap. Don't do it
with
a wrestling company. And you wonder why you're never going to make it any bigger. You're not even going to make it to TNA's level, and that's not saying much.
So, Urban Wrestling Federation, you are not getting booked.
Yeah. No, I mean, the reason why I didn't bring it up, because it's actually a very niche Federation, and they've gotten a couple of internet pay-per-views, and they really haven't really made it that much of an impact.
And they never will.
I don't really think so. I mean, it's sort of really passé to have actually. And I will say this with the utmost sincerity, to embrace the worst racial stereotypes out there, and make it into a wrestling thing. It's really disgusting if you really want to make it go out there. I mean, put it to you this way. I mean, it would be as disgusting as actually having, and I'll just use just an example, like a queer wrestling federation or something to that effect. I mean, it's really the worst in stereotyping, and it really is disgusting.
And from a pure marketing standpoint, you don't want a narrow cast, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're narrow casting.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's to the absolute lowest denominator, even below that of most standard wrestling federations.
And the sad part is,
the only recognizable name is Homicide, and it's just sad that that's the only thing he can be a part of, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, mm-hmm. somebody get him back to Ring of Honor, like, right now.
Yeah, exactly, because unfortunately, the contract for this UWF is that you can't appear anywhere else. And it's really sad.
On that alone, I wouldn't have signed the deal. Homicide, do yourself a favor. I'd rather see you at a Ring of Honor show.
Yeah, that's right. Which we have to talk about in a second. Just go on.
Well, I was just gonna make a comment, a quick story about that. One of the first times I encountered Homicide was at Ring of Honor, and this was a couple of years ago at a show in early October. And after the show was over, we heard him screaming and cussing and throwing crap and just generally, you know, pitching an enormous bitch fit, and we're trying to find out what was going on. And it turned out that this particular year the Yankees got eliminated were eliminated that particular night, and he had just found out.
Oh dear.
So you may be a Yankees fan, Jason, but this was epic.
Oh wow. Not as bad as the Boston collapse of this year. Anyway,
Oh yes.
But you know, but all joking aside, mm-hmm. though, I mean, it's, well, let me ask, did any of you, because I want to get this before we get into the pick-ups, and then we could probably talk about the WWE archives. Did anybody see the Ring of Honor debut, either on the website or in their local area?
Have not been, well, it's not on TV here yet. But
whereas me, I barely missed it because they had it on at a time that I didn't really pay attention to, because I am in a Sinclair market right now, Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with that, I get two different airings of Ring of Honor, one on WRGT Fox 45 and the other on the ABC station.
That's interesting.
I didn't have any luck. I got directed to the local CW affiliate, apparently is tied to Sinclair, and I turned it on and got an infomercial.
Mm.
And turned it off to save my, and turned it off just as quickly to save my sanity.
Well, I put it, it's also on their website too, so
okay.
Let's try and make an effort to actually see what they've got.
Absolutely.
And yes.
Because they deserve, honestly, to be a number two.
Definitely.
Especially definitely. Although, I will say this, the current number two, our distant second, is actually going to improve a bit after Bound for Glory, and I wish we had, even though we've been all over the place, I would love to just throw it around the table. We know that Bischoff and Hogan are not going to be around after Bound for Glory.
Is that an absolute fact?
They'd be stupid to keep them on board. They've done nothing for TNA, and the ratings bear this out.
Just saying.
I realize that. But I can't see them staying after Bound for Glory. And there's talk that a third contract is up, but nobody seems to know the name. So.
Oh, they're saying it was a current champion or a former champion?
See, I've heard both. And a couple of names have come up because Hernandez looks like he might even just be on the chopping block, because even though he's part of Mexico America or whatever it's called, the talk, and this could be news with a capital Z, is that Hernandez has not improved since he's come back to TNA back in February. Well, hell, they probably haven't had him on TV much because he had to give it all up to Flair and Hogan and Bischoff and company. Because I don't hear his name very often. So.
Well, I'm thinking maybe, how about a Ken Anderson, perhaps?
If that's the case, I hate to say it, but Mr. Anderson is not going to be welcome back up north.
No way.
I'm sorry, I missed the conversation. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the fact that Hogan and Bischoff's contracts are coming up, and after Bound for Glory, I don't expect them to be sticking around TNA, and I don't think they want them. I don't think TNA wants them to stick around. There's a number three out there, but I don't know who it is, and it doesn't sound like anybody can pin it down.
The mystery, I guess.
It'll come out. So, but I'm not going to worry about it right now because we've got roughly 14 minutes to go ahead and knock out these pick'ems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, chat room, you guys, if you're in the chat room right now, Staffler, right?
Yes.
So, anybody in the chat room who wants to put up their picks, you know, go ahead and jump in as you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you here on the show, you know, I'm going to make sure I try to get to everybody. This is a very crowded table, so I'll do my best.
Right.
I show 5 matches posted, but mind you, a light card like that means that the Hell in a Cells can go 30 to 45 minutes, and in one case, mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Smart door.
All right. And I see 6 points on this board as well.
Let me see.
Let me get myself set up here so I make sure I get to everybody. Jeez.
Right.
I'm pulling up the match listings as we speak.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then before anybody asks, the answer is no, I'm not going to see it.
I was on the fence. But I had a minor financial windfall, which a couple of you know about, and I don't wish to broadcast. I probably mm-hmm. will be ordering this on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say that because it's in New Orleans, which I ain't too far from.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I will be closer to New Orleans tomorrow, though, for something else. So,
all right.
Well, yeah. LSU?
All right.
No. I'll tell you off air. But anyway.
Okay.
Josh, where do you want to start?
Ready. All right, we are starting now. All right, our bottom match, the one match that I don't care about at all, Kelly versus Beth Phoenix, again. Who wins? 1 point.
Yes, it's pretty much the same storyline as before, with Beth Phoenix and Natty claiming that they're the real women wrestlers, yet they dress like freaking divas. Arg. Statboy, are you gonna? I take it you're gonna flush.
Damn. You know what? I'm not going to flush. I'm saying Beth Phoenix finally gets the Duke.
All right. I can deal with that. Carl, what do you got?
Well, Josh ain't going to flush, but since I'm a cynical a-hole, I will.
You got it?
Court reaction.
Okay.
Fair enough. Tyler.
I'm going to say Kelly takes it just to continue the storyline. Keep it, I'm sorry.
Alrighty. Jim?
By the way, I'm not complaining about Beth and Natalia's outfits. I think they look quite lovely. Sorry, I had a moment there. I got Beth finally gets the Duke. I'm with Statboy. Let's go with Beth Phoenix here.
Jason?
I agree. If they do not give it to Beth, Beth looks like an absolute dope. And, you know, if they give it to Kelly now, who else is going to be, whether they're going to keep it on her until Karma has her baby? No, I don't think so. Beth wins.
Having my baby. What a lovely way to say. I'm sorry.
No, actually, go ahead and put me down for Beth as well, because this has gone on long enough, and all of their bluster doesn't mean anything unless she actually gets the belt off of Kelly.
Alright,
make me
want
to go Michael Cole in the match.
Don't
that
even.
Is everybody. Well, I've got to add a brand new name to this list. Congratulations, Nikki's Bear. You are now in.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and he picks Kelly to win. Oh, dear.
That's all right.
That means that person...
I will have his stuff together in short order. Let's go ahead and pick up the next match. And it's the match of Hunikara versus Sin Cara.
Now, this wonderful bit of nonsense has been playing out on SmackDown. It's probably one of the few intriguing feuds that has been going on. Hunikara has done us the favor and has differentiated his costume on this past SmackDown, as well as proving that he can actually speak English.
He actually proved that when the Sin Cara finally met.
True. So, your differentiation, Mysticara is the face. Hunikara is the heel. Jim, who do you got?
I'm going for the one who can leap over the ring. Wait, no, that's not right.
Stop that.
I'm going to go Mysticara.
Okay. All right. Jason?
I'm going to go face as well. The face is going to win the first time, but it's not going to be over yet. Hunikara will win the segment.
Okay. So, Josh, for the record, Mysticara wins the match, but Hunikara is going to win the segment.
And I have that as well, to be honest.
Okay. Carl.
Forgive me for a second. Who in what costume? Who's who? Who's the heel, who's the face?
Okay. Mysticara, the face, is in the blue in the original blue costume.
And the Hunikara black
is... Yeah, Hunikara is wearing the black, black, red, and silver bit.
I'm going the blue, and I'm going to go with the black one to win the segment. There you go.
Okay. Tyler?
I'm going to go and copy Carl's decision and do blue for the segment, or blue for the match, and black for the segment.
I'm going to take a chance. I think we're just, I think we're just getting started with this. I'm going to go against the grain. Hunikara wins this first one.
All right, in VRM,
go ahead.
VRM has chosen Mystico or Sin Cara as his choice.
And no word from Bear, no problem.
Right. All right, now we're getting to the last non-title match, Sheamus Christian.
I'm enjoying their chemistry, and I think the fans are going to win from this match. This match is going to be a lot of fun. Put me down for the fella to take care of business.
All right. So, and also, Bear chose Hunikara as well for that last match.
Yep. So, Tyler, who do you have for Sheamus Christian?
Now, all I got to say, and I'm sure everybody's going to catch this reference, Lobsterhead takes the win.
Gotcha.
Carl?
I'm going to go with the Celtic Brony. I mean, Warrior. Sorry. That slipped out. I'm sorry.
Celtic Brony, I love it. Stat Boy?
A shameful thing right there.
Jason?
Of course, I'm going to pick Sheamus.
I am going against the grain here. I think Christian wins this. I think that you got to continue the feud a little bit, because the feud's just getting started. It's not over yet. Christian wins.
All right. Jim?
I'm going with Beaker.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
But that's not until Halloween.
Do we get through Halloween first?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see.
All right. VRM and Nick and Bear have not chosen as of now. We'll get those in short order. Next match on the card. The World Heavyweight Title Match. Randy Orton, Mark Henry. Will Randy Orton slither out an RKO and win? Or will Mark Henry add Orton to his Hall of Fame?
A very good question.
All right. And before we move on, VRM has chosen Christian, and Bear has chosen Sheamus. All right, to Orton and Henry.
All right, I'm just going to pipe in that this is going to be one of the slowest Hell in a Cell matches this side of Orton-Cena.
You think?
So, I'm calling Mark Henry because Orton's got momentum right now. Jim.
All right, so who did you choose? I just want to make sure because I don't want to miss here.
I picked Mark Henry.
All right.
Jimbo?
You know what? I'm going to go against the grain on a match, and I'm going to say they bury Mark Henry, and I'm going to say Orton regains the title. It's just a hunch play.
Okay, Jason?
Oh, no. They cannot bury him now, not after the way they've been, not the way they've been promoting him now. He's going to be... again, I'm predicting this now. He's going to be Mr. Taker's opponent in WrestleMania 28. Henry wins dominantly, I might add.
Okay, Step Boy.
All right, 15 years in the business, 2 weeks with the title. Do you really think that Orton is going to just go take it and go, lol, I don't think so. Mark Henry crushes puny Orton.
I hope you're right, but I just have a funny feeling. I don't know.
And by the way, VRM and Bear have both chosen Mark Henry.
Okay, Carl?
Sorry, Jim, you're on the island of misfits here. You can't trash Mark Henry that soon. Go on, Henry.
Although, I understand Jim's train of thought.
Point, yeah.
Oh, wait, wrong match.
Wait.
Super Orton!
Right.
Tyler?
Does anyone know if they have enough reinforcements for that Hell in the Cell?
Yeah,
they're not
going to
be fighting on the outside of it, but I would like to see I'd like to see the cell get broken again like they did in 08, so...
Because I've got a feeling, I mean, Henry's what, 200, 350 pounds, something like that? He's huge.
He's going 400 pounds.
Yeah, he's just under 400.
So you take 400
Henry's
pounds...
Henry's around the heaviest man in Hell in a Cell ever. Only Rikishi.
Henry was last 250 in fifth grade, I think. But on a side note, I think we should take wagers as to how long it'll take for at least one part of the cage to just kind of pop out. But that's beside the point. Over under 5 minutes. Anyways, I'm going to go with Mark Henry just because I don't see them burying him like they did, or not necessarily burying him, but, you know, spending all this time, putting all this effort and everything into him after 15 years of non-titleship because the ECW title does not count.
It's an A-minus belt. Be nice.
Yeah.
A-minus. There you go.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Mark Henry because you know, no matter how much people hate him, people do not want to see Randy Orton hold the title again.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of tired.
Soon, yeah.
They're kind of tired of Orton and Cena at this point.
Just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Step Boy. Back to the top.
All right. Last match of the night, Cena, Del Rio, Punk. 2 points. Who wins? And wait a minute. It is pinfall. That's right. And who winds up losing?
As in who wins and who gets pinned is what you're saying.
Yes. Who wins and who gets pinned / submitted / whatever.
All right. Tyler, I'll start with you. because we're going to go right into archive.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Considering the ending we had to Raw, Jesus Christ, first off, that was well produced. Second off, you know, while Punk has had it once, he did really well with it, and Del Rio is the, you know, it is his destiny to become the champion. I hate to tell you, your destiny is going to be shot, and you're no longer the cult of personality. Super Cena, unfortunately, will continue to hold on to that title. Damn you, WWE. Damn you.
And who winds up losing?
I will say that it will be CM Punk taking the pin because of the lead-in. I'm kind of thinking that tension will end up leading to John Cena taking out Punk for the pin.
Okay, let's see. Sorry, get back to the list here. Carl.
Tyler, I like your thinking. Right person to win, wrong person to get pinned, though. Cena will retain the goddamn fucking title, and Del Rio will end up taking the fall. Because it sets up the Survivor Series match, of course.
I see that. I see how that works, Josh.
Yeah, I do understand. Because right now, Super Cena's holding the belt, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, Super Cena's going to continue holding on to that, at least through Survivor Series, so there's no way they're taking it off of him right now. And as for who winds up getting pinned, it's going to be Del Rio after Punk gives him the GTS and then gets pulled out of the ring.
Jason, what do you got?
Again, I'm going to be the Island of Misfit Toys here.
Oh.
Del Rio takes the belt by pinning Cena, and Punk chases Del Rio, which is what they've been, because remember, they've got a Mexico tour in about 3 weeks. They're going to have the Mexican champion go in with the belt. Del Rio is going to be there. And he is going to be your champion out of Hell in a Cell.
And Jim.
Ooh, you made a very compelling case, Jason. Do I ride your coattails or do I go with the consensus? I'm going to... You know what, Jason? I hope you don't mind this. I'm going to ride your coattails. I like your thinking. Del Rio wins and he pins Super Cena. I don't think it's going to happen, and I've assured myself last place, but what the hell?
That's fine. It's
not the only thing we'll agree on this month, but that's okay.
That's fine.
You're not alone.
Oh?
Neither one of you are alone in this. Bear's chosen the exact same. Del Rio steals the win and pinning Cena. DRM chooses Punk to win over Del Rio.
Ooh!
And then crazy. Again...
Wow,
I forget there's vengeance in between that, yeah.
All right.
And plus,
Nick, have you chosen?
No, I haven't, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to you guys. I'm intrigued. And while I should know better than to root against Cena, and somebody better put them potato chips away.
Unless you're going to share with the rest of us.
Seriously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm calling Del Rio to win on the fact that he's a heel against... Technically, two faces.
Hmm.
He will pin Cena because Punk... I can't see him pinning Punk. Del Rio's beef is mainly with Cena, and Punk feels like is in there pretty much as a third wheel, sadly. But that only gives him momentum in his railing against the machine while still tentatively on Hunter's side. This might sour things a little bit, and he might start teetering towards the conspiracy theorists.
Hmm.
So we've got a lot of story to build with this. We put the belt back on Del Rio. Cena continues to have his beef, which sets him up for the Survivor Series match, where I think both teams start courting Punk. Kind of like when they courted Punk back during Originals New Blood. Whose side will Punk be on leading into Survivor Series? that's going to be a big plot point. So, Del Rio pins Cena. And Punk still comes out strong.
All right, that is done. Everything is now saved. If you and those who have not chosen yet and are listening to this podcast, you have until bell time Sunday night to give me those picks.
So, and like I said, I'm probably going to go ahead and order it. I have the I have a few bucks to spare on that. Actually, I also want. I'm hugely intrigued by Mysticara Hunakara, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a fun match. Sheamus Christian is going to be a very good match. And if they get bored, they'll go ahead and throw a tag match in there, have Air Boom beat somebody up.
Remember, and you also have the intrigue of potentially Miz and R-Truth crashing the party, the potential of Nash crashing the party. You got a lot of interesting stuff that could potentially lead into, you know, the first lead into Survivor Series in New York. So,
so, you know, the fact that they've only got these five matches, I really think that the triple threat is going to be easily going to be 45 minutes.
Oh, it has to be.
It better damn well be.
Well, they got to make up for the fact that Orton Henry is not going to be more than 15 minutes.
No.
Henry can't last that long. Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's just given Orton's brand of offense and Mark Henry's brand of offense, it is going to be almost as slow as the Orton Cena Hell in a Cell.
For 2 years ago, which I was at live.
I'm sorry, man.
Look, I was... Because remember, that was the one with Undertaker CM Punk.
That opened the show, because Taker... Actually, that was Taker's call.
Because Taker was hurt.
So, and I remember the internet blowing up over that. And I was okay with it. No, a Hell in a Cell should not open a pay-per-view, but you don't say no to the Undertaker.
Oh, jeez.
No,
because if you do, you're getting asked a certain question.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Nice timing. Very good.
Followed by the generous taping of fists.
And those metal gloves, yeah.
And then he'll ask another question. You want to fight?
You want to go?
You want to do this?
Exactly.
You want to be bald like me?
I've seen those pictures. It's creepy. Oh yeah, that reminds me. There is rumor that he may rear his ugly head, given that this is the first time that a Hell in a Cell has come up that Triple H or Undertaker are not at least tangentially involved.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
That's true.
So, I fully expect the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, to be somewhere near the cell in the main. If Undertaker doesn't show up after the Orton Henry cell.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. That's all I'm saying. So.
All
right. So. We are in archives, as you pretty much guessed.
And I'm going to need to head on off.
Not a problem, Staff Boy. I really appreciate you jumping in to get everybody's picks, and thank you for letting Bear participate.
Right. Mm-hmm. And for me, for now...
Purple and gray box. Yeah.
Yeah, time for me to go to sleep, because I've got orientation in the morning.
Ooh. There you go.
Ooh.
Good night, everyone.
Sleep well, Staff Boy.
Absolutely.
Good night, dude.
Good night.
But
and ladies and gentlemen, Stat Boy has just left the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did all right for having so many people at the table. I don't usually allow this.
Hey, it's all right.
Once in a blue moon's all right.
Yeah, El Presidente said, yeah, well, go ahead and go for it.
Yes, El Presidente.
Mm-hmm. But...
why not?
You're right. Every now and again, it's okay to have a whole bunch of people, you know, jump in on this. And, you know, I'm glad that I still had people saying, hey, do you still need me? Do you still need me? So, yes, thank you, Brian. Thank you, VRM, for asking. We could have had the whole table up here.
You'll be needing the next few weeks, though, gentlemen, so heads up.
It would have been like the Chew. Everybody shows up and...
oh, God, I heard that's awful.
It is.
That's more awful than the Monday Night Football game from the last couple of days ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. So what did you want to talk about the whole new media and the WWE embracing the interwebs?
Well, first of all, the fact that they're starting to really use WWE.com the way it should be used. They're furthering storylines there. They're posting a lot more kayfabe related videos. I cite also, you know, goofy crap like Hunter's interview being interrupted by Shawn Michaels.
Which I did while we were doing this.
Did you see that, Carl?
Yes, I did. And one thing I wanted to add, the little headlines look TMZ-ish.
That's something I've heard, that the website is starting to look a lot more like TMZ, that they're basing it on that. The fact
Harvey
that
Levin does not approve.
And themselves update a similar look as well. There you go.
Just the fact that the website itself has the attempt at video with the Awesome Truth Crashing House shows. I call it an attempt. I've heard how bad it is.
They couldn't hire the ECW fan cam guys just to, you know, no.
How about the kid cam? Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
don't laugh. I'm gonna jump on that one because the owner of said kid cam works in merchandising for WWE now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a story up.
Yeah, they did it. Where are they now for Mr. Kid Cam? I mean, Kidman. And I'll verify it as I ran into him checking numbers at a merch stand at a house show in Wheeling. And, you know, at least got to say hey and shake his hand, and then we went into intermission, and he decided to dive in the back before anybody else recognized him.
Okay.
But he's hanging in there. Probably still laments the fact that he lost Tori.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, he took the job of Gerald Briscoe. Got to hide from everybody.
Briscoe brothers.
But the fact that they opened the conversation, they've opened up Twitter and they want to hear from the fan base. They actually have they usually have a chat running on WWE.com hosted by Finkel of all people.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have Twitter contests to get online feed winners, you know, winners of the webcast.
Right.
For the Twitter of the night. For the Twitter of the night. They also, they mentioned, you know, they also say, follow us on Facebook. They do it on the note. Well, what's trending on Twitter? Not, I mean, you know, anal bleeding.
Hashtag WWE, hashtag Raw, yeah.
You know, things like that, which is smart. It's incredibly smart.
They've embraced what Zack Ryder's been doing for the last year. They're actually mentioning his internet show.
Yeah, it took them long enough.
On TV, they're actually starting to mention it. The fact that they did that awesome video package a couple of weeks ago that was mostly clips from that.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you something's happening.
Yeah, that somebody in their media social media, communications, whatever department it is now. They've got the right people in there. They've got people who know what each of these things can do for them, and they're starting to use it. And they're going to, I think it's really going to push WWE even further into the mainstream.
I think I know who you're going to be talking about more specifically.
Oh?
Joey F. and Styles. He's the one, isn't he the one doing the .com stuff now?
That is true.
Well, I know he was doing the website, but I don't know if, I really think they got him some help, or they finally started listening. I'm not sure which.
I mean, I'm not considering give him full credit if it's not him, but I mean, I think Joey is a fairly younger guy, not necessarily, you know, he might not look as hip and as cool, but I think he really, he is more in tune with the fans, you know, as opposed to Vince or say somebody like that, and sure. I think he would be one of the ones who'd be like, hey, you know, did you know that, you know, all these people, you know, it's not good enough that we just have a W Twitter. You know, maybe we should feature the Twitter feed on the show or random, you know, whatever on the show. And, you know, here's a random funny comment we got on our Facebook page about the match last week. You know, something like that, you know.
Right.
Just kind of opening their eyes to go, hey, Vince, you know, let's get more in tune with the digital age as opposed to, you know.
What is this Twitter you speak of?
I've got the biggest grapefruits in the business.
I can just see Vince like, what is this Twitter? What is this internet you speak of?
We've got the biggest Twitter in the business, and you can't Twitter my Twitter. I mean, what? No.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, what? Christ.
What?
Did I just say that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Meanwhile, I'm looking on TV, and apparently we just lost an NHL network.
Huh?
U-verse.
Well, yeah. Now the Universal Sports Network as of today, I think.
No. He's talking about his provider, his television provider, U-verse. AT&T U-verse. Yeah.
Oh, which is pretty good, by the way.
No, what I said, Jason, was we lost NHL Network.
Okay.
Which has nothing to do with anything. He just thought he might share that with us.
No, but now let me ask you something, Nikki. What do you think? What do you think they should do next?
Hmm. Well, they're doing a good job pushing their storylines by actually using the website to their advantage, announcing Miz and Truth's release as if it were an actual release.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto for Kevin Nash. I think that they should actually have articles. They should continue, for example, with this whole conspiracy theorist thing. I think one of the next person they need to sit down with is Otunga.
How about a legal analysis thing?
Right. I want him to interview him, have him explain his legal background, have him talk about, you know, the angle, not so much as in the storyline angle, but the angle that he is approaching this class action lawsuit that he's facilitating for Christian Cody and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely worth considering.
The fact that they should, you know, of course, they should definitely take a few minutes with Super Dave Osborne and have him talk about his concerns. Although, admittedly, you know, Hunter's already on to him.
One of these weeks I have to do a Super Dave open. I just have to.
I dare sure. you.
Oh, that's it.
Whoa.
You done it.
You're going to get got. I mean, seriously.
I am little Jimmy. I mean, come on.
I'm not worried about you.
Ninja, please. Ninja. Please! Ninja, please! Hell no! Okay, alright. Somebody get him a smoke. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Won't come from us.
Water to come on.
Well, you know, like I said, they're gonna have to have some sort of sit down with Johnny Ace. And I personally enjoyed the little the fact that Hunter watches his own show. that despite his promotion, he still has control over the fourth wall.
How do you mean by that?
Do elaborate.
Okay. When Hunter was in DX, and I'm speaking mostly of the 06 and 09 incarnations, the fact that he would stop in metagame, and the fact that they, you know, they weren't subject to the tricks of what is typical WWE television.
Okay.
Normally, when you see a segment happen backstage, the only people that are aware of it are those people in that room. We had a scene later in the evening where Hunter shows up to talk to Johnny Ace about having secret meetings behind his back. Meaning, he watches the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes Hunter a pretty damn smart guy for a WWE program.
Okay.
And pretty much zinged Johnny Ace with the wishing people luck in their future endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
As a thinly veiled threat that he might be the next one on the chopping block.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole, but he needs to work on his woo-woo-woo, you know it.
I thought it was actually quite good. I was very amused when I heard him say it. It just... Because it was so out... It was... It hurt my brain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was too busy over the last week listening to Are You Serious, Bro? Again. Just some epic tunage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just imagine Vinnie Mac saying something like that.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
You know it.
Speaking of Vinnie Mac, does he show up tomorrow, Sunday night?
No.
Hmm. No.
Mm-mm-mm.
No. If he's going to show up, he shows up on Raw. And that'll be in the next couple of weeks. We will see him before Survivor Series.
Okay.
I have a feeling you might see him after.
Depends after. On... It depends on how all this, how everything else is going to shake out, and
right.
If Hunter and Johnny Ace are actually backing the Survivor Series teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because, actually, I would be very amused to see Hunter versus Johnny Ace with Vince as a special guest referee. Book it!
Oh.
Yeah, be the celebrity booker here.
Yeah, what? Does that mean Johnny Ace's team, they all get to ride down to the ring and Johnny Ace is, you know, like, skateboard, surfboard, whatever?
No. I would pay a lot of money to see a 50-year-old man on a skateboard. I'm amused now.
With those knees, no less, sure.
And a guy with a voice worse than Scott Farrell. Yeah, there you go.
Who,
by the way, loves One Life to Live. I said it. Thank you.
What did you say?
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah,
what
he admits he watches One Life to Live.
Who does?
Pharrell.
Let me tell you what's going on. All my children's off the air. I gotta watch something. I gotta watch One Life to Live, baby. What the heck?
I'm not kidding either, Jason.
Oh, yeah. By the way, speaking of that, of you just said baby, it reminded me of one Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
What do you think of him just basically bitching on the internet that people are stealing his moves? Do you think that's a predecessor to him coming back or him just being a doofus?
Yes.
He's being a doofus.
If Jericho does not make a cameo at the Halloween Raw, I will be a very sad panda.
Oh, sad panda.
Fozzy versus Fozzy, yes.
It's got to happen. It has got to happen.
Someone's got to make a cameo at least.
Yeah, I know.
Who else would you want showing up, though?
Muppets or wrestlers?
Wrestlers. Just do cameos.
Don't eat the clown.
By the way, Rock tweeted a picture of him training for...
Oh, yes. That was fun.
Oh,
he's in it, too. Oh, boy.
He is not... taking this lightly.
Somebody link me.
I can't right now.
I'm going to look for it. Hang on a second.
I'm paying some bills.
No, you're fine.
I'll get it for you, Nick.
Let's see. Cameos. Unfortunately, a few years ago when they there's been more than one offering where people wanted to see the Muppets on WWE programming, and somewhere I've got little write ups of segments with Miss Piggy and Ric Flair, Gonzo and Mick Foley.
Let's see, Miss Piggy and Vicky Guerrero have to be together.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
I can imagine it now.
What, excuse me, is there anything wrong with that, though?
No.
Excuse
no.
moi.
Excuse moi.
and as you said, Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker, yes. I mean, Bunsen Honeydew and... No, Beaker and Sheamus. Has to
yes.
be.
Yes, of course.
What about Fozzie? Who would you stick him with?
Chris Jericho.
Oh.
And
Fozzie Waka Waka. Yes.
And Duck Tomatoes. There you go.
And then and Kermit and Cena, of course.
No, Kermit and Miz, because Miz will be back by then.
I came to play. Bob said to see. Really?
Really? Yes,
and
really.
And of course, the guy Clifford from Muppets Tonight and...
Oh,
I'm sorry. I had to say it. I'm sorry.
You went with that and not the Muppet Show. I'm impressed.
Well, all Muppets, all the lesser known Muppets.
Let's see. If we can't get Kermit and Miz, then I want Gonzo and Miz just because I want to make a chick magnet joke.
Ah, my nose.
Yes, exactly.
All I care about that night is, and I said it a couple weeks ago, we got to have Statler and Waldorf doing commentary on the match.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yes. It could be a Deacon's match. They have to do commentary during a match.
Yes. And the fan boards have about 3 pages of Statler and Waldorf jokes. Already.
Maybe they can recycle the JR's Raw table. I don't know.
Well, no, we just, we had, the one I put up was, I'm really enjoying myself at the show. You enjoy yourself watching it at home. Yeah, but I can't hear Michael Cole from here.
Meanwhile, I posted that picture Jason was talking about up on the group.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks like he's doing a freaking flying rock bottom to build a mod.
But he looks like he is ready.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is sweet.
I mean, with the build up with this, he better be ready.
Oh, it's not like he's not in top shape. Of course he is.
Course,
he's
yeah.
just getting back into playing shape per se.
Oh,
yeah.
He's staying in interviews. He always takes the ring with him wherever he goes. Somehow.
He probably straps it to his back and runs up the stadium stairs, right?
Yeah, like he's Roy Halladay or something. Yeah.
Damn.
And the trains do not agree with that. Jim.
Speaking of which, Roy Halladay's bringing the train across the tracks as we speak right now. And
Tyler, can you at least tell them not to come through your living room?
Yeah, I'll try.
At least for me, the latest train, the furthest train track is like 4 or 5 miles away. So there you go.
My baby takes the morning train. Anyway.
No, but, pretty much, I guess that's pretty much, I think we've exhausted pretty much everything here.
We've gone a half hour past due here.
And we see, we're getting better at that. Although...
Nothing wrong with that.
After last week, you were like, yes, we ended on time, yes! Yet that stayed in afterwards when you certain somebody didn't snip it. Hey, Carl.
no, I actually requested that to be snipped.
No.
You did.
She did, and Carl
didn't. I didn't catch it, apparently. Oops.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, you don't listen to the show, do you, Carl? No. It's okay.
You
it's
asshole. Okay. just with Jersey Connection. Oh, hi. Yeah, come on.
Well, I don't care about that.
Get it.
Shameless self-promotion. If you're around Sunday, 12 to 1, FFL Live, listen, tune in.
Speaking of which, we recorded that last night.
Oh?
You mean, oh, Jersey you did the shit.
No, I'm talking... No, I said FFL Live.
Oh, sorry.
I said FFL... You don't listen to the show while you're on the show. What the heck?
I need some popcorn. This is getting better.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Butter, please, a chair. Yeah.
So then, let's see.
But I did want to...
We got four games tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, and you've got, I think, three or four on Sunday, too, now that the your boys got rained out.
Mm. Oh, well, unfortunately.
Mother Nature was a Yankees fan. I guess not. Ooh.
No. And, excuse me, what did you just say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Backpedal.
Yeah, just check the archives.
I'll check it there, big boy. That's all right.
I bet you not. No, I was figuring the rain would come, and then, you know, of course they stop the rain after the half inning before the Yankees get to the plate. Yes, I'm going conspiracy theory on you.
Oh,
D-O-N.
What, you think we were saving a little CC over here? I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know. you get Verlander out of here, you know. We don't want Verlander. We don't want little Justin. He's like a little Jimmy now. No,
you could take your four, you know, Cy Young starters and kiss my ass. I mean,
hey, I'm just worried about the Phillies and St. Louis. There's a very real possibility both our teams could get knocked out in the first round. Seriously, so.
I don't think Texas or Tampa Bay coming, did they?
No, I'm talking division series first round, but that first game with Tampa Bay, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put it to you this way, we'll see, you know.
We shall see, and if we get that far, food's on the line, just saying.
Yeah, food's okay. On the line, you better believe it, and I will come down. You know that.
Jesus.
I know.
And
right.
I want to reply to something Jason mentioned earlier. When I was talking about going toward the New Orleans area tomorrow, no, it's not towards LSU, that's the other way.
Uh-huh.
And no, I'd be a complete asshole and an idiot to try to go through that traffic, dude. Especially
I
know of what you speak, sir.
Especially with the interstate broken down and getting worked on as I-10 is down there around Baton Rouge. Hell no. Uh-uh. No, sir.
Exactly.
I don't blame you.
Fuck that shit.
Oh, look, Canadian football's on. That's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 1 point, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, they're whatever the hell that's called.
How you score 1 point again? I forget.
I forget what it's called. Clark knows it because he's like just across the border.
You're close to it.
Well, exactly. It's something douchey.
All right, we're scoring.
I
guess that means we're going to be hanging up, aren't we? Yes.
No. Ruby just wanted to say hey, and but mm-hmm. Carl, how close are we to 200? By the way,
how close are we to 200? We are at right now 190. Okay, where is it? Hold up, you're at 192 tonight.
Okay, so we got to start the countdown next week.
Yes.
Start the countdown because we're going in October, and I guess you can start promoting the special because for Survivor Series. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And 200 show is going to be December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, just after sweeps. Damn. Oh, well.
Sorry.
Well, Nikki's going away.
Unfortunately, I will be I'll be traveling the Friday after Thanksgiving
week.
Just because of my the good grace of God that I was given the time off, both for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So,
well deserved.
I will actually be able to see my folks for both holidays.
That's good.
Weather permitting.
It's Florida.
Dude, it's Minnesota first.
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah.
But once you get past that part, then you get to a
one. If you get past it, I mean, it's, you know, the end of November, in December, it's like 1 degree outside for the high.
It just, you know, it's what's a couple of feet of snow between friends? Seriously.
Yeah, and like 8-foot icicles on each wing of the plane. Nah, that's no big
deal. No big whoop. No big story.
Yeah.
True.
I said I have an outdoor Super Bowl there. Hey, it works in New York in a few years. What the heck, right? Anyway.
All right, gentlemen. I think we've done enough damage for one night.
All right.
Power's awesome.
Thank you very much.
So,
always a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll do this again next week.
Thank you.
Bye. At all.
Goodbye.
Arf, arf.
If you would like to leave a question, comment, or if you want to find out any information on our podcast and our services, please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. Again, that's clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Online, on demand, and on the go.